Well, thank you very much to our readers, to Glinda for her prayers and song leading, to Nathan for the music to lead us. If you've had your Bible open and you like to have it open whilst I speak, we're in 1 Peter. It's on page 1200, if you find that helpful. Our theme for this Easter is Living Hope. Today we're particularly thinking about redemption from 1 Peter 1. We all love a good redemption story. At least the media does, and in particular the sports media. One of the biggest sport redemption stories in recent times is probably the one about Steve Smith. We all remember this, Sandpaper Gate. And this, the press conference. And the Ashes series that followed in the UK when he returned from suspension, where he was greeted with this from the English fans. And this, lots of sandpaper in the crowds. But we know how well he did there. Even the English fans ended up applauding him. Redemption, the media says. And if his redemption wasn't complete on the 2019 Ashes tour, it is now. Captaining Australia again on the latest Indian tour. So redemption complete. What does this have to do with Good Friday? Well, Good Friday is the greatest redemption story of all, and we are a part of that story. In his first letter to the churches, the Apostle Peter reminds us who we are as Christians. He's assuming that the people he is writing to are Christians. More on that later. Peter reminds us of what we are redeemed from, redeemed with, and redeemed for. So what are we redeemed from, according to the Apostle Peter? Steve Smith was redeemed from the sin and shame of ball tampering, cheating effectively, breaking the code and conduct of cricket, in that being un-Australian. But what about us as Christians? Verse 18 of 1 Peter 1 says that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors. What empty way of life is he talking about? A life without God at the centre. It's interesting because the people that he was writing to were probably, on the most part, religious people. Some were Jewish, very religious, very aware of God's word, at least his Old Testament word. They would have known God's law. Some may have had made more effort than others to live by it, but either way, Peter says that they were living an empty way of life. Others in the church would have been from non-Jewish background, Gentiles as they call them, citizens of Rome with a Roman worldview with many gods, including the Caesar. An empty way of life, Peter says. Today we have religious people and irreligious people, people who believe in God and people who don't. Either way, the empty way of life is a life lived without the true and living God at the centre. And we can add a life lived without the Redeemer at the centre, because if we don't experience his redemption, we remain trapped in our empty way of life. Some may know that their life is empty, that there is a gap, that your life is incomplete or lacking something. It has a spiritual hole or whatever it might be. Others may be totally unaware and say that their life is full and satisfying. Either way, without God and without his Son, our Redeemer, ultimately there is an emptiness. That's not where we want to be, so we move on to point two, redeemed with, or through, or by. Peter writes, you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. So here is what Good Friday is all about, the death of Jesus for our redemption. Notice who he is. Jesus is the Christ, God's appointed king. Notice when he was chosen to be king, when God determined that his Son would come into the world to redeem the world. Peter says, before the creation of the world. Jesus' death was not plan B, it was plan A for God. God didn't lose control of the events that led up to Jesus' execution, those events that we've heard read this morning. He was fulfilling his redemption plan. Notice what it cost to redeem us. The precious blood of Christ. Only God the Son could pay the price for our sin and shame. We deserve death and judgment for sidelining God in our life and doing shameful things as a result of that, yet Jesus pays the price. He didn't deserve to die. He didn't deserve to drink the cup of God's wrath. He was a lamb without blemish or defect, perfect, sinless. The only one whose sacrifice God will accept for our redemption. That's why Peter says, you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed. We can't buy our redemption. Like if I give enough to the church or to the poor, maybe somehow I can redeem myself from the shameful things I have done. I can't redeem myself like Steve Smith did, score a few runs, win a game for my team. I can't do a whole bunch of good things to try and cover over all the bad things that I have done. I tried that for a while in my late teens. I thought that to be a Christian, I had to stop doing all the bad things and become a good person. But what I quickly realized was I couldn't stop doing bad things and I was never going to be good enough for God. And what about all the bad stuff that I'd done in the past? I was still guilty. How could I get rid of all that guilt? I needed forgiveness and redemption. God's forgiveness, true redemption. How do we get that? We take a hold of the forgiveness and redemption God offers in Jesus. We receive what he has done for us. We accept what he has done for us. All these words that I'm using, take a hold, receive, accept, they're all synonyms for believe, for faith. Peter highlights the importance of faith through him, that is, through Christ Jesus, you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorify him, and so your faith and hope are in God. Christians trust, it's another word for faith, trust in Jesus for redemption, not in themselves, in Jesus. Christians have certainty for the future beyond the grave because God raised Jesus from the dead, as we shall celebrate on Sunday. So if you are here today or viewing online and you aren't yet a Christian, you don't yet trust in Jesus for redemption, you haven't yet received God's forgiveness in Christ, and therefore you don't yet have certainty for the future, the certainty of life on the other side of the grave, then let me encourage you to receive these things today. This Easter would be a great time to experience true redemption, to be set free from a life that is empty of God and empty of his Son and empty of forgiveness of sins and empty of hope. If that is something that you would like to do, please let me know. I'll be more than happy to arrange a time to talk some more. You can ask all of your questions. Let me assure you that the redeemed life is the better life. I found it hard to cross that line as a young man, but once I did, there has been no looking back, because God redeems us for something better. Third and final point. What are we redeemed for? We are redeemed for a life of love. Verse 22 of 1 Peter 1. Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have a sincere love for each other, love one another deeply from the heart. Peter goes on to talk about the change of heart that we have experienced. We have been born again by the word of God. What does that mean? Well, we were dead, spiritually speaking, dead to God, dead to his Son, but now we're alive spiritually. We know God and his Son. More than that, we love God and his Son, because we know how much the Father and the Son love us. God has given us a love for him, and you'll see in the verse, a love for his people. You have sincere love for each other, Peter says. Now, previously, personally speaking, before I was redeemed, I had little concern for God's people. I didn't particularly care for Christians. I cared for myself, absolutely. Cared for my family and friends. Not very well, but I did. But the church was not a part of my life at all. But God redeeming me changed all that. Rather than keeping God and Jesus and his people, the church, out of my life, God, Jesus and his people became the center of my life. This is the fruit of redemption. Rather than love of self, God changed me by his word and spirit to love Christians. To be a Christian, firstly, and then to love Christians. Amazing. I didn't expect that at all. Peter says more about the fruit of redemption. Love gets rid of a bunch of things that are descriptive of my old pre-redeemed life. Chapter 2, verse 1, therefore rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. We're not going to be perfect. However, if any of these characteristics define us, describe how we consistently behave at work or at home or on the sporting field or wherever, then we've got a problem. We need to repent of such things because they are inconsistent with our new life, the redeemed life. God has redeemed us for a better way. We don't want to go back to the old way, the empty way, the way that produced the fruit of conflict and unhappiness. God has redeemed us for purity. Last verse here. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. We all know what newborns are like when they are hungry, especially the mothers amongst us. Just as newborns crave milk, the redeemed are to crave the pure spiritual milk of the Word of God, the gospel. You can tell who the redeemed are because they are hungry for more of God. They are thirsty for God's word. They have an insatiable appetite for growing in their salvation, maturing, producing more and more fruit of redemption. So may this Easter be a time we reflect deeply on what we have been redeemed from, that empty way of life, what we have been redeemed with, the precious blood of Christ, and what we have been redeemed for, a better way, a life full of hope and joy and love, love of God, love of his people, transformation by the power of God's word and spirit. Amazing grace. We're going to sing of it now.